challenges. All members of the alliance must fulfill their obligations. They have no choice. They must fulfill their obligation. Among the pressing threats facing our nations is the development and spread of nuclear weapons. Perhaps that's our greatest threat. The United States and the United Kingdom are determined to ensure that Iran never develops nuclear weapons and stops supporting and engaging in terrorism. And I believe that will happen. In protecting our nations, we also know that the border security is national security. Today, the Prime Minister and I discussed our thriving economic relationship. Both countries are doing very well, and participated in a roundtable with industry and business leaders. I can say probably the biggest business leaders anywhere in the world. Our nations have more than $1 trillion invested in each other's economics. The United Kingdom is America's largest foreign investor and our largest European export market. That's a lot of importance. As the UK makes preparations to exit the European Union, the United States is committed to a phenomenal trade deal between the U.S. and the U.K. There is tremendous potential in that trade deal. I say probably two and even three times of what we're doing right now. Tremendous potential. 75 years ago this Thursday, courageous Americans and British patriots set out from this island toward history's most important battle. They stormed forward out of ships and airplanes, risking everything to defend our people and to ensure that the United States and Britain would forever remain sovereign and forever remain free. Following this press conference, Prime Minister May, Mr. May, the First Lady, my family and I will visit the legendary Churchill War Rooms beneath the streets of London. I look forward to that. In his famous speech on this day in June 1940, Prime Minister Churchill urged his countrymen to defend our island, whatever the cost may be. As we mark this solemn anniversary of D-Day, we remember that the defense of our nations does not begin on the battlefield, but within the heart of every patriot. Today, let us renew our pledge, engraved at the American Cemetery in Normandy and inscribed by President Dwight Eisenhower in St. Paul's Cathedral, right here in London, that the cause for which they died shall live. Prime Minister May, it's been a true honor. I have greatly enjoyed working with you. You are a tremendous professional and a person that loves your country dearly. Thank you very much. Really an honor. Thank you for the invitation to memorialize our fallen heroes and for your partnership in protecting and advancing the extraordinary alliance between the American and the British people. It's the greatest alliance the world has ever known. Thank you, Prime Minister. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, we're going to take two questions from the UK media and two questions from the American media. I'll start with Beth Rigby.
Thank you. Thank you, Prime Minister, President Trump. Beth Rigby from Sky News. For you, President Trump, as you hold talks with the current Prime Minister, the leader of Her Majesty's opposition has been addressing a protest rally against your visit in Trafalgar Square. He says he's disappointed you attacked the London mayor and he criticised your record on refugees. What do you have to say to him? And is this man someone you could do a trade deal with? And to you, Prime Minister, do you think that Sadiq Khan is a stone-cold loser? Thank you.
You're talking about the mayor of London. Is that who you said? Yes. Well, I think he's been a not very good mayor, from what I understand. He's done a poor job. Crime is up. A lot of problems. And I don't think he should be criticizing a representative of the United States that can do so much good for the United Kingdom. We talked about it before. He should be positive, not negative. He's a negative force, not a positive force. And if you look at what he said, he hurts the people of this great country. And I think he should actually focus on his job. It'd be A lot better if he did that. He could straighten out some of the problems that he has and probably some of the problems that he's caused. Thank you. Yes, he wanted to meet with me, and I told him no. Yes. Well, I don't know Jeremy Corbyn. Never met him. Never spoke to him. He wanted to meet today or tomorrow, and I decided that I would not do that. I think that he is, from where I come from, somewhat of a negative force. I think that people should look to do things correctly as opposed to criticize. I really don't like critics as much as I like and respect people that get things done. So I've decided not to meet. As far as the protests, I have to tell you, because I commented on it yesterday, we left the Prime Minister, the Queen, the royal family. There were thousands of people on the streets cheering. And even coming over today, there were thousands of people cheering. And then I heard that there were protests. I said, where are the protests? I don't see any protests. I did see a small protest today when I came, very small. So a lot of it is fake news, I hate to say. But you saw the people waving the American flag, waving your flag. It was tremendous spirit and love. There was great love. It was an alliance. And I didn't see the protesters until just a little while ago, and it was a very, very small group of people put in for political reasons. So it was fake news. Thank you.
And I would say to both the Mayor of London and to Jeremy Corbyn, the discussions that we have had today are about the future of this most important relationship between the US and the UK. As the President described it, the greatest alliance the world has seen. It is this deep special relationship and partnership between the United States and the United Kingdom that ensures our safety and security, and the safety and security of others around the world too. And it is this relationship that helps to ensure there are jobs that employ people here in the UK and in the United States, that underpins our prosperity and our future. That is a relationship we should cherish. It is a relationship we should build on. It is a relationship we should be proud of. Mr. President, would you like to...
Very big, and this really is a very big and important alliance. And I think people should act positively toward it because it means so much for both countries. It means so much, and it's been so good. Steve Holland. Yes, go ahead, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Is that on there? What is your current view on Brexit, sir? Should Britain leave the European Union if there is no agreement by October 31st? And for the Prime Minister, what would be the ramifications for the UK if there is not a deal?
Well, I don't like to take positions in things that I'm not, you know, really. I understand the issue very well. I really predicted what was going to happen. Some of you remember that prediction. It was a strong prediction, made at a certain location on a development we were opening the day before it happened. And I thought it was going to happen because of immigration more than anything else, but probably it happens for a lot of reasons. But I would say, yeah, I would think that it will happen and it probably should happen. This is a great, great country and it wants its own identity. It wants to have its own borders. It wants to run its own affairs. This is a very, very special place, and I think it deserves a special place. And I thought maybe for that reason, and for others, but that reason, it was going to happen. Yeah, I think it will happen. And I believe the Prime Minister's brought it to a very good point where something will take place in the not-too-distant future. I think she's done a very good job. I believe it would be good for the country, yes.
And from my point of view, I believe it is important for us to deliver Brexit. We gave that choice to the British people. Parliament overwhelmingly gave the choice to the British people. We should now deliver on that choice. I continue to believe that actually it's in the best interests of the UK to leave the European Union in an orderly way with a deal. I think we have a good deal. Sadly, the Labour Party and other MPs have so far stopped us from delivering Brexit and that deal. But we will. But obviously, this is an issue that is going to continue here in the UK. I think the important thing is we deliver Brexit, and once we're out of the European Union, we will be able to do what we've been talking about today and develop not just that free trade agreement, but a broader economic partnership into the future.
If I could just follow up on a related matter, Mr. President, are you prepared to impose limits on intelligence sharing with Britain if they do not put in place some restrictions on Huawei?
No, because we're going to have absolutely an agreement on Huawei and everything else. We have an incredible intelligence relationship, and we will be able to work out any differences. I think we're not going to have it. We did discuss it. I see absolutely no limitations. We've never had limitations. This is a truly great ally and partner, and we'll have no problem with that. Okay?
Francis.
Mr. President, Francis Elliott from The Times, do you agree with your ambassador that the entire economy needs to be on the table in a future trade talk, a trade deal, including the NHS? And Prime Minister, are you tempted to take the Prime Minister up at, President up at the word and stick around for a bit until the trade deal is done?
I think we're going to have a great trade deal, yes. I think we're going to have a great and very comprehensive trade deal. I can't hear him.
It's the National Health Service. He says, should the National Health Service be on the table?
Look, I think everything with the trade deal is on the table. When you're dealing on trade, everything's on the table. So NHS or anything else, or a lot more than that. But everything will be on the table, absolutely. Okay.
But the point about making trade deals is, of course, that both sides negotiate and come to an agreement about what should or should not be in that trade deal for the future. And as regards your second question, Francis, nice try. But no, look, I'm a woman of my word. Mr. President, would you like to?
John, please.
Mr. President, thank you. Mr. President, domestically, in recent days, Mexico has stepped up apprehensions and deportations of Central American migrants.
That's good.
This could possibly be in response to your threat of tariffs. Has Mexico
not possibly be?
Has Mexico done enough to avoid tariffs, which will be imposed in some 6 days from now?
No, we haven't started yet.
But the threat is out there.
Yeah, the threat is out there, but we haven't really started yet. No, this will take effect next week.
And what
5%.
And what do you think of Republicans?
Live there from London, the press conference in which Trump is in attendance. He's visiting the UK along with the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. They spoke about the 75th anniversary of D-Day. He thanked the Queen. He thanked the people of the UK. He talked about NATO and how certain nations need to increase their defense spending. He also talked about border security as national security. He spoke at length about how these two alliances are one of the strongest, or this alliance is one of the strongest in the world. He did talk about Iran and said that we need to make sure first that the threat of nuclear weapons is eliminated. And for some reason, he said that we have to make sure that Iran never develops nuclear weapons. This comes just days ago when the IAEA again confirmed that Iran is adhering to the JCPOA, which is the nuclear agreement. He also talked about how there is a possibility of a trade deal between the UK and the US, and trillions of dollars would be at stake. He spoke about Jeremy Corbyn and Sadiq Khan in a very negative light, saying that they both are a negative force, and Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, should focus on his job. And in terms of protests, he said, I don't see that many protests against my visit. He said that he actually saw the opposite, that many thousands were cheering him on. And as to the fact that there's lots of people in attendance protesting against his visit, he said that's fake news. Brexit, he said, will happen on Huawei and China. He said there will be an agreement. And again, at the end there, he said we're going to have a great trade deal with the UK. Somewhat toned down posturing there by the U.S. President, Donald Trump. We're going to now cross on over to another occasion here. It's the passing away of the leader or the founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, in which Iran's leader is going to be speaking on this occasion. I believe that that should be coming up, unless it's shortly. So we're going to go and return back to our regular programming, in which we'll come back with that live event.